Journalists are used to covering tough and sometimes tragic events. It's different when your colleagues are the story. TV reporter Allison Parker and her cameraman Adam Ward were shot and killed yesterday while doing an interview at a popular local tourist attraction. The event played out on live TV and later for millions of people on social media. NPR's Brakton Booker is in Roanoke, Virginia to find out how employees at the station are coping.
The opening broadcast for WDBJ anchor Kimberly McBroom was like none her station had ever done before.
Good morning. It is just after 5 o'clock on Thursday, August 27th, 2015. We come to you this morning with very heavy hearts. Two of our own were shot and killed during a live shot yesterday morning.
Not 24 hours ago, she sat in a studio and watched her colleagues gunned down while doing a live interview. Leo Hirschbrenner is McBroom's usual studio buddy. He does the morning weather, and it was hard for him to be on the air, too.
I don't even know how to do weather on a day like this. Every morning, Adam always came into the weather center, and he would say, Leo, what's the weather going to be for his live shots with him and Allison? And I'd say, how do I know? I don't know anything about the weather. And then we all laugh, and he goes on his way, and he wasn't here this morning. So that's kind of a change there.
They took turns throughout the broadcast, sharing stories and memories of their slain colleagues, Allison Parker and Adam Ward. Hirschbrenner described Ward as having a big personality. Ward would leave candy wrappers on the set to see if he could throw Hirschbrenner off his game. The station brought in a guest anchor today, too, Steve Grant.
Our hearts are broken with yours, and certainly we're here to do everything we can to help you get through this.
Grant works at another station in Springfield, Missouri. He read the news copy having to do with the man authorities say killed Parker and Ward, Vester Flanagan. Flanagan was a reporter at the station and was fired in 2013. Today, no media were allowed inside the WDBJ studios, though there were lots of reporters outside, all hoping to interview any of the station's staff who wanted to talk. Chris Hurst remarkably did. He's an evening anchor and was Parker's boyfriend. He had with him a scrapbook she made for him after being together 6 months.
It's something that I would not have done on my own. Had no thought in my head to do it. And she did it for me, and if I didn't have this right now, I don't know what I'd be doing.
Hurst and Parker moved in together. He said they had only been together 9 months, but their love burned white hot. Now Hurst says he wants the world to know how beautiful she was.
She called us the cutest, newsiest, prettiest couple ever, and I believe it. And we were going to get married. She died at her happiest. I can tell you that. I was talking with her parents last night, and we believe that.
Near the entrance of the station, a makeshift memorial was set up. Well-wishers left handwritten notes on Bibles that said, "We stand with WDBJ," and balloons with messages that said, "Our thoughts and prayers are with you." At a church today, a few miles from the shooting site in Manita, people gathered during the regular Thursday service to honor and remember the victims. Dozens of people sang and offered prayers and listened as the Reverend tried to make sense of what happened in this tight-knit community. Brakton Booker, NPR News, Manita, Virginia.